You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 302. Today is another countdown to kick off mini episode, day number 33, which is all about Josh Adams. Josh is a sophomore from Warrington, Pennsylvania, where he attended Central Bucks South High School. He is a 6 foot one and a half, 219-pound running back that surprised a lot of people as a freshman last year. We're going to get into that a little bit and then talk about this upcoming season, but first we want to start with his recruitment. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with that.
His recruitment, he started out as a four-star, or that's where he ended up, as a four-star recruit. And in my opinion, now looking at his freshman season at Notre Dame, he could have probably been rated higher, but he did have an injury his sophomore year, or his junior year. He tore his ACL, and so that kind of dropped him in the rankings.
Did that make him a special target for Notre Dame?
Exactly, yes. So it was hard to tell what he was going to do his senior year. A lot of people were down. You never know what a high school player... Well, it's bad enough in college or NFL, but even in high school, you don't know how they're going to respond to tearing the ACL. But that kind of slowed down the recruitment. But he started out his sophomore year as a running back. He had 257 carries for 2,085 yards and 28 touchdowns. So he put up big numbers. Well, then his junior year, he did play in about half the games that year before he tore his ACL. He had 738 yards and 10 touchdowns before the injury. And then his senior year, numbers still weren't quite as high as what they were his sophomore season, but I think he played three less games. His sophomore season, he played 11 games. His senior year, he played eight games. He had 208 carries for 1,623 yards and 25 touchdowns.
Was that also because of injuries as a senior?
I'm not sure. I can't tell you why he didn't play in all of them, but I'm almost saying it was at the beginning of the year, but he put up huge numbers that year. I remember following his recruitment and the numbers he's putting up in games. It was ridiculous. In one of the wins, 41-14 win, he had 15 carries for 232 yards and two touchdowns. Another game, he had 328 yards and three touchdowns. And in another win, he had six touchdowns. So he was basically doing whatever he wanted to out on the field. And his senior year, he was also 14 catches for 23 yards and four touchdowns. So, as you can see, in Pennsylvania was run by Josh Adams that year, or run over by Josh Adams that year. And he did commit to Notre Dame over Penn State. I remember thinking that Penn State, they were in the running, and there was thought that he might commit to Penn State. And his injury played into a lot of that recruiting, you know, is how much does Notre Dame want this guy?
Well, and even from a fan's perspective, this wasn't the guy that fans were excited about and really hoping he commits.
And it was just after we had been used to seeing George Atkinson III, a tall running back, trying to pick up yards and struggling because of his height. And so, anyways, Josh Adams committed to Notre Dame, came in as a four-star. And I'd say he basically surprised everybody except maybe the coaching staff his freshman year.
All right, so last year, phenomenal freshman season, especially with Folston going down, and we weren't sure what we were going to get with Procise, and then Procise steps in that first game, then Josh Adams steps in to give Procise a little breather, and in that first game, his first carry ran for a touchdown. He had two touchdowns on five attempts against Texas, had 49 total yards, and it really wasn't relied on heavily. He wasn't relied on heavily for all the games, but there was a few games where he made huge contributions. Week four against Massachusetts, obviously not a close game, he had 133 yards. Pittsburgh, he had 20 carries for 147 yards. Wake Forest, he had another 100-plus yard game with 141, and then Stanford, he had 168 yards. And then he did play a lot more against Ohio State than Procise did. Because of that injury, and I guess Stanford as well. So I feel, or go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'll just throw it in later.
One of the question marks for me before Josh Adams was on the field for Notre Dame was his speed. And he was a taller guy. He didn't look like a power runner. He's skinny, but he does have speed. He has tremendous speed. And I will never forget that it was against Pittsburgh. Well, was it Pittsburgh where he had that stiff arm for that long run?
The 98-yard run? Yeah. Where he broke the
I forget who I it was, but sure. That still is ingrained in my mind. And just,
well, it's a Notre Dame record.
Yeah.
98-yard run from scrimmage. And what I was going to say is a lot of people expected Dexter Williams, the other running back in that class, to get more playing time than him, because it was, you know, we're all thinking that Josh Adams had to put on some weight, the tall, skinny kid, and had to grow into his body and maybe be that power back. But at this point, I'm not sure we want him to be that power back.
And he may change too. He may become more of a power back if he does put on more weight. I do want to discuss this. Do you think Josh Adams is gonna win the starting job? Or we're not the starting job. They might say, well, this is 1A and 1B, like Brian Kelly said a few years ago. I guess, do you think Josh Adams is going to get the majority of the carries this upcoming season?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm still in the boat. I still think Folston will get the majority of the carries.
Maybe I just like new shiny things.
Here's the thing. You're going to say I'm chickening out, but I do think
he'll have more yards.
Adams will have more yards at the end of the year. Just because Folston is that workhorse that will break the game open for Josh Adams he'll wear down the defense, and Josh Adams will come in and rip off another 98-yard run.
That's why I did say, carries, because I figured a lot of people would probably say that too. Well, Folston's probably going to get more carries, but Adams is going to break out some big plays. I do think Josh Adams is going to get more carries than Folston.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
All right. Anything else for Josh Adams, Randall?
No, his Instagram, it's a long name, but it's Dr. Adams_from_Uptown. So you can also search for Josh Adams and it should pop up.
And I don't see him on Twitter.
They didn't allow the long username on Twitter, so.
But regardless, you guys can figure that out on your own. Thank you for listening. Do check back again later for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.